Hello, hi, hey, what's up? Did you miss me? It's your girl, Mimi Moments, and I'm back with another podcast episode. It took me 2 weeks to get this post up, and the post before this was how to be consistent when you suck at it. The irony, don't you love it? Today, I want to talk about therapy because it's very fitting for me to talk about my journey with therapy, considering that it's for the reason why this post is super late. Confusing? I know. Let me explain. So, I started seeing a therapist about 7 weeks ago. It took me about 3 months to finally commit to going to see a therapist. I kept putting it on my to-do list and saying, I'm gonna go find a therapist. And not doing it because I'm me. And part of the reason why I need a therapist is because of my chronic issue with procrastination, which is I've realized is comes from a place of fear. And I know that, I got a lot of baggage. I'm Sarankulle. I'm a Gambian girl. I'm a Gambian, Sarankulle, Muslim, Black, American, female. In 2019, you don't think I got baggage? You don't think I got issues? You know what I'm saying? I know we all do. I know we all need therapy, especially in the world that we're in right now. So I finally, after thinking about it, talking about it, writing about it, procrastinating about it, I finally went and got me a therapist. And I just needed her to be Black. I needed her to be a woman. I needed her to be older. And I needed her to be in my network because therapy is expensive. Can we talk about it? Therapy is a privilege. And I also needed her to be somewhere around my office so that I could go, during lunch breaks and quickly leave work, get in a session, and go back to my workday. Because I know that if I did therapy on weekends, I wouldn't go. I would just find reasons why I can't go. I would procrastinate. And I'd be stuck in this vicious cycle for the rest of my entire adult life. So let me tell you what happened with my therapist. I committed to 5 sessions. I don't know if I'm going to break down each one, but I'm about to give you a synopsis and then tell you how I feel about therapy by the end of this podcast. Okay, let's get into it. It's too much. So my first, okay, wait, let's take a step back. Let me talk about what I expected from therapy. I expected to have Ayana Van Sant fix my life moments where, I get breakdowns and I cry and I come to conclusions about my childhood and I recognize all the tools. You know how Ayana always says she doesn't have the tools. I thought I was gonna go into this and get the tools that I need to fix my life because my life isn't terrible. It's I. It's just I. I am grateful to God. Allah is great. Things are not bad. I live in a great apartment. I have my husband. My mother is happy with me. I have a job that I love, amazing coworkers, amazing friends. I have to list out all of this before I start to complain. You know what I mean? I look pretty decent, pretty damn good, if I say so myself. The waist is getting thicker, but it's okay because we're gonna get it together. So I am grateful. Because for 26, I'm doing pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. And I do say so myself, But there were just things in my life that I'm just not happy with. My chronic lateness, my inability to excel. I hate that. I hate that I'm always okay. Things are just always all right. I'm just I, and I want to be great. Don't we all want to be great? Don't we all want to be Black excellence? You know what I mean? And I can't be that because I have all of these terrible habits that have been following me from childhood. Like I have distinct memories of always being late, even when my parents were taking me to school. I remember being dragged down the street. Dragged, like physically dragged, because I was walking too slow. I moved too slow. I take forever to do things. Then I got into a car accident. Then I got into another car accident. My short-term memory is super effed up. I can't remember things. Like, it's just like little things that don't seem like a big deal until you realize they affect your personal and professional life. Because if you're always late, it kind of chips away at trust and reliability. You know what I mean? And then when I set personal goals, I don't even come through for myself because I forget them. I get distracted. You know, I can't, my time management skills are terrible. I procrastinate to like no end. I'm such a bad procrastinator. I will watch videos about procrastination and read articles about procrastination when I'm supposed to be doing something else. You know what I mean? And I really feel like I read all the self-help books. I got the planners. I got the notebooks. I listened to the TED Talks. I did all of that and nothing was changing. And I came to grips with the fact that, you know what? I need something outside of myself. And I thought going to therapy, I was going to get some like revolutionary information that I didn't find on the internet. And I was going to feel overwhelmed with awakening and that I was going to walk out of therapy a changed woman. Thank God. That's what I thought I was going to get. And that's not really what I got. Let me get into it. Let me get into it. Before starting therapy, I decided that I was going to commit to 5 sessions. No matter what I think, no matter how I feel, no matter who this therapist is, I will see it through for 5 sessions. And partly because I never commit to something longer than a month, except for my man, okay? And secondly, because I just wanted to make sure that I really, like, got something out of it and saw it through and long enough to be sure that it wasn't for me or that it was for me. So 5 sessions, boom. First session, I'm like, all right, I'm telling this lady all my problems and I don't really feel like I got anything out of this. Second session, I'm still like, so I'm just going to sit here for 45 minutes and tell you more about my problems. Third session, there was a tearjerker. You know, she made me realize that growing up, I didn't feel important or special. And that probably is the root of all of my insecurities and part of my problem. That was definitely something for me to think about. Session 4, Shorty was eating oxtail during my session. Do you hear what I just said? She was okay. Hold on. Let's talk about this. So I walk into her office and she was late. Her lunch was late. I mean, so I walk into her office. So she picks me up by the receptionist desk along with her lunch. And then she asks me, do you mind if I eat? My lunch took an hour to come. My initial thought was, yes, I do mind, but being who I am, I don't feel like I'm just not going to tell you that I don't want you to eat because it's food and you're hungry. And I always think if it were the other way around, I would want you to let me eat. But then I also think if it were the other way around, I wouldn't even put you in this situation. Like, I am in therapy, and maybe you don't know this about me, but I'm not someone who's going to say something like that because I feel like it's mean and it's not nice and it could be hurtful, blah, blah, blah. So I'm in my session talking to this woman, and she's on some, you know, when you eat oxtail, you need to go in, you need to get it in with the oxtail. So session 4, she's, so tell me something good about your weekend. I'm like, is this really happening? I was so uncomfortable. To say that I was uncomfortable is an understatement. I felt so, I don't want to say disrespected, because she didn't eat the entire time, but she ate for a good 10 minutes. 10 minutes that I'm paying for. And it was just so weird. And I was just like, is this normal? Is this happening to me because I'm a little black girl? Sorry, dishes. Y'all know when I do these podcasts, I'm doing other things until, you know, I get a studio or whatnot. So, like, why is this happening to me? And if I were someone else, like, would this be happening to them? And it's completely my fault because I didn't have the guts to say, I don't want you to eat during my session. But I also felt bad to tell her that because she said she's been waiting for her lunch for an hour and she must be hungry. So if we went through the session the whole time, I'd be thinking this lady is not even listening to me or doesn't want to listen to me because she's hungry. So it was just conflicting and uncomfortable. And I was like, I don't know. I started looking for a new therapist, but I remember that I made the commitment for 5 sessions. I went back for the 5th session and it was amazing. Like a breath of fresh air. It was so good. I actually feel like there was a breakthrough for me. And I felt that on my weekends, I was way more productive because I remembered our conversation and I caught myself in my negative patterns of behavior. And she caused me to examine why I procrastinate. And like, she asked me questions about what am I afraid of? And I couldn't answer it, but it was exactly what was creating these issues for me. And it just made me more mindful and aware. And she told me to be more mindful. So I practiced being more mindful. And I stopped listening to podcasts, watching Netflix, or listening to music when I'm doing tasks, because that causes for me to do things mindlessly. And it definitely helped me to be more productive, to produce more content, to be more timely. So with that, I said, okay, this is going pretty damn well. And so we did session 6 and session 7. And so far, I can say that I am really, really happy with therapy. And I've definitely learned some things, not only about myself, but also about what therapy really is. Therapy is most definitely a process, and I think it's up to the individual. I think there are those who go to therapy when they're going through a traumatic moment, and I think there are people like myself who need something that is at a slower pace, that is more drawn out, because now I have someone who's holding me accountable, who is catching my, who I can be brutally honest with, that's not going to tell me, just do it. Who's going to question the reasons for the behavior and help me dig deeper than just saying, I procrastinate. But like, why do I procrastinate? And it's not just because of laziness. There's something deeper than that. And it's definitely helping me to, I needed some water. It's definitely helping me to step outside of myself, because I consider myself a very self-aware person. But I think there were corners of my mind that I definitely am not aware of. And that is what therapy is helping me tap into. Generally, I'm very self-aware. I'm a very reflective person. And that's why I'm able to offer such good advice, because I'm often telling people, you know, I'm usually when I give advice, it's because it's something that I've learned personally, like firsthand, or usually it's because I've experienced it. I've thought this through. I've questioned my own behavior, my own motives. But this one thing, this lateness, this procrastination, this like, you know, constantly feeling like I'm running up a sand dune, you know, that part of me, I could never really understand what the issue was, coupled with my issues with my body image and self-esteem. So those things that I am not able to reach myself and reflect on and fix on my own, it is definitely helpful for me to have a therapist. And my main motivation for going to therapy is because I want to start a family. And I am well aware enough and self-aware enough to know that my mother, as much as I love her, has passed down some of her issues to me. And I don't want to do that to my child. I want to be more aware of the issues that I have so that I don't bring them up in my own daughters. And because I want to start a family, it's a huge motivator for me to fix all those kinks in my life, because I know I'm not going to be a perfect mother, but I want to be the best version of myself. I want to show up as the best version of myself for my children. And I can't do that if I don't fix these issues. And I can't, they won't rely on me if I don't fix these issues. So I definitely recommend therapy if it's something that you are able to do, if your insurance covers it. And if that doesn't work, Talkspace is a free app. I'm not being paid to do it, but it's a place to start, because I do recognize that I am fortunate enough to have insurance that now covers therapy, that I can go and only pay $25 copay. I highly recommend that everyone go to therapy, even if you think you're okay, because there are some things that you could be doing better. And I think therapy is not just about going when you're sick or depressed or sad or anxious. Therapy is just about improving your general quality of life by really taking a step outside of yourself and understanding yourself on a deeper level. That's all I have to say in this episode. I finally made the breakthrough after 2 weeks of overthinking, which is one of the issues that I'm working through with therapy. After 2 weeks of overthinking about this podcast, I've been thinking about doing a podcast post, but I couldn't do it. Like, there's always this like barrier and I'm working through it. So you're going to see that in my inconsistency that I am working through something, and I'm willing to be really honest about it. And if you're willing to follow me on my journey and see when I go from super inconsistent to inconsistent AF, then stick around and, you know, take this journey with me. But check out Talkspace if you can't afford to get therapy. And if you do have access to therapy, please don't miss out on this opportunity to improve your life in a deeper way, in a more meaningful way. And you might not find the therapist you want right away. The therapist I have right now might not be the therapist I have in a year. But for right now, she is what I need in order for me to be consistent. She is conveniently close to my office. She's easily accessible. I have a weekly schedule. I have a consistent weekly schedule so that I can't break from it. And that's what I need right now. Anyways, as always, you are bomb AF for listening. Have you ever gone to therapy? Would you go to therapy? Why? Why would you or why wouldn't you? Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful. Bye.